to solve the housing problem of grassroots people once and for all. It is necessary to speed up land construction for the building of public housing. Transitional housing is a palliative measure that does not tackle the root cause. The government should not get the priorities wrong in terms of land and housing policies and the use of resources. The purpose of transitional housing is to provide relatively livable housing units for people waiting for public housing so that they do not need to languish in subdivided flats. With tens of thousands of units to be completed in the next few years, it is necessary for the authorities to put more effort into cost control and strive to focus on the practical rather than aesthetic side of these flats. At present, there are more than 30 NGOs involved in the development of transitional housing. Some of them have limited human and physical resources, and they do not have a deep understanding of housing design and construction. False starts are therefore likely. One example is the House of Pipes project at Qinyuan, which was shelved because practical issues of the design had not been taken into consideration. The construction of transitional housing should be led by experienced agencies such as the government or the housing society before the flats are handed over to NGOs for operation after completion. This will help unify standards and leads to more effective control of costs and quality, and is obviously a more ideal practice. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Joyce Chang, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, Poly U.